like to hear Mockingbird sing.
I can see why.
I guess I'm just a little bit superstitious with mockingbirds. And my husband, if a black cat had run across the road in front of him, he'd almost turn around and come back home.
Really?
I'm not so superstitious of a black cat. But I don't like mockingbirds. I don't even like him sing.
Well, I can see why. You just said an interesting expression there that I use myself. And I never thought about it before. When you say somebody was feeling well, and the next day you hear they have some disease, you say he what sick?
He taken desperately ill.
Okay, now I'm wondering about when we say took sick and got down sick. Now, you take sick, can you be walking around if you take sick?
Well, I guess you can.
I'm just wondering if we use got down to mean when you get to the stage that you're in bed.
I imagine so.
Is that the way you would think of it?
I would think so.
Because when you said your mother got down sick.
She was sick for 3 months.
That means that she was bedridden.
Yeah.
I used that, never thought about it before.
Well, I hadn't either.
Now you will. Yeah. The rest of your life, you'll think about that.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. The kind of black and white animal with a strong smell.
Oh. Polecat.
Okay, anything else you call it?
Civet cat.
Okay, they're the same thing? Is it a skunk the same thing
yeah,
too?
Yeah, a skunk.
Same thing.
Office smelling things in the world.
Oh, yes. Little bushy-tailed animals that are up in the trees a lot.
Squirrels.
What kind are they around here?
Fox squirrels and the little gray squirrels. There's a lot of little gray squirrels and things in my trees out there.
Are there? Is there a kind that, let's see, now, which one is the larger? That's what I need.
Fox squirrel. They're a big red squirrel.
Did you ever hear of a cat squirrel?
Yeah.
What kind is that?
I don't know.
You just heard the expression.
Yeah, and I've heard of flying squirrels, too. They're little bitty things.
What color are they?
I think they're kind of a gray.
And they're different.
Yeah.
From a gray squirrel and a fox squirrel.
Yeah.
There's something kind of like that that lives on the ground, doesn't climb trees, has little stripes on its back. Little bitty animal. Like a chip.
A chipmunk.
They don't climb, don't go in the trees.
I don't think so.
Do you ever hear a squirrel called a boomer?
No.
Get that in the mountains. What kinds of fish are there around here?
Well, there's catfish and perch and bream, and that's about the majority right around here.
That's the primary. What kind of seafood do you get that comes in a shell and they make pearls?
Oysters.
And there's something that croaks down in the marshy land.
Frogs.
Are there different kinds of frogs?
Oh yeah, big, those great big huge bullfrogs. You know, that they eat the legs, but I couldn't.
Loves frogs.
Oh, I just don't think I could do it. And then there's a regular old toad frog.
Now, does he go near the water?
Yeah, they like water.
The toad frog?
But they mostly stay on dry land.
They do go near
yeah,
the water?
Yeah, they do.
All right, hey, what about little tiny frogs that you hear in the spring?
Those little green frogs. I can't stand them things.
They
call them rain frogs.
Yeah, I was about to ask if they were called
them rain frogs.
Have you ever heard those called thunder frogs?
No.
Is there a superstition about them?
I don't know about being superstitious, but I can't stand them to get on me.
Really?
Ooh, I can't stand them.
Have you ever heard the superstition that says that if one of them gets on you, he'll hang on and he won't get off until it thunders? And if you try to pull him off, he'll pull the flesh off your arm?
No.